Ladies, Kaleshvare Vararupasya Praisham Cha Parasyate Kubanda de Gorvanga Kaleshvare Vararupasya Praisham cha parasyate Ambata kuravanti Teto kushalam janaha Sajaita rupasya Praisharva parasyate Krupam vata kuravanti Eto Kudram Janaha Kalasya of time. Ishvara Rupasya, a representation of the Lord. Paresham of all others. Cha and Parasya, the chief. Te of you. Swa rupam, the nature. Pata, O, kurvanti, perform. Yet, heto, by whose influence, kushalam, pious activities. Jana, people in general. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Please also describe eternal time, which is a representation of your form, and by whose influence people in general engage in the performance of pious activities. Purport. However ignorant one may be regarding the path of good fortune, and the path down to the darkest region of ignorance, everyone is aware of the influence of eternal time, which devours all the effects of our material activities. The body is born at a certain time, and immediately the influence of time acts upon it. From the date of the birth of the body, the influence of death is also acting. The advancement of age entails the influence of time on the body. If a man is 30 or 50 years old, then the influence of time has already devoured 30 or 50 years of the duration of his life. Everyone is conscious of the last stage of life when he will meet the cruel hands of death. But some consider their age and circumstances, concern themselves with the influence of time, and thus engage in pious activities so that in the future they will not be put into a low family or an animal species. Generally, people are attached to sense enjoyment and so aspire for life on the heavenly planets. Therefore, they engage themselves in charitable or other pious activities. But actually, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, one cannot get relief from the chain of birth and death, even if he goes to the highest planet, Brahmaloka, because the influence of time is present everywhere within this material world. In the spiritual world, however, the time factor has no influence. Text again. Kalasyeshvara rupasya paresham cha parasyate Sarupam bhata kurvanti yadyeto kushalam jana. Please also describe eternal time, which is a representation of your form, and by whose influence people in general engage in the performance of pious activities. Namo Vishnu Vraya Krishna Pristaya Bhutai, Srimate Bhakti Viranta Swami Tanamane, Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Vicharane, Nirvishesha Shunivadi Paskatya De Sitarne. Devahuti's inquiring about time, kala, which is one of the five subject matters of the Bhagavad Gita, Ishvara, Jiva, Prakriti, kala, and karma. And kala, or time, is the representative of the Supreme Lord within this world. Under its influence, everything is changing. But the one thing that's not changing is time. No one has ever read in the newspapers that today time has died. There's no more time. Everything else is going to disappear, but time in this world is the one thing that doesn't disappear. Although everyone is trying to get time to disappear, but time doesn't disappear. Because time is kalosmi bharatara shiva. When Arjuna was asking Krishna who you are and what your mission is, when he saw the universal form, agyaki ke bo bhavanuguru rupo namosti te deva vara prasida vigyatim ischami vantam adyam hi prajanami tava pravritim. What is your pravritim? What are you doing here? What is this whole universe about? So Krishna says, kalosmi lokashe krit pravrido lokansamahartamiha pravritak vitepi tvam nabha vishanti sarve yevasti tat pratnu keshioda. The time I am, the destroyer of all these worlds, and I have come here to engage everyone, except for you, the Pandavas, everyone here on all sides were going to be slain. So time is not very much appreciated. Although modern society is primarily concerned on either ignoring time, covering it over with makeup, or with trying to get rid of it. But as we know, in spite of the fact that America has the best scientists in the world, and they're trying very hard to preserve life, still the death rate in America is still 100%. They've not even reduced it by even a fraction. So ultimately, everything they've done is a failure. Although they may advertise themselves as materially advancing, but actually there's absolutely no material advancement, because even the basic things, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, dukkha, dosha, anudarshana, they've made absolutely no progress in trying to humiliate even these four principal afflictions in the material world. Namely, birth, death, old age, and disease. Everyone, not only they're growing old, but they're growing older faster. Not only they're dying, but they're dying faster. Even if they don't officially have a disease, everyone is full of anxiety. They're all diseased at every moment. Because even the most basic necessities of life are becoming more and more difficult to obtain by the influence of time, especially in Kali Yuga. As it says, tatas chanudinam dharma, day after day, satyam shocham daya shama. The very important qualities, beginning with religiosity, they're all diminishing. Balena kalina rajan, nakshantyayor balam smriti. By the strong force of Kali Yuga, all the good qualities are diminishing. Dharma, truthfulness, cleanliness, mercy, forgiveness, memory, bodily strength, everything that's desirable is decreasing. But by the propaganda of Kali Yuga, people are imagining that things are getting better. The food has become more contaminated. Practically speaking, no one knows what they're eating anymore. They don't know if it's even, if it's vegetarian or if it's meat with this new crossbreeding. You may be eating a carrot and it may be half pig. Pig genes. So people don't know what to eat. They don't, can't sleep at night. There's too many, everyone is celebrating something, firecrackers, celebrating independence, but they're completely dependent on the material nature. Depending on the oil, depending upon the whims of their leaders, depending on so many things, their job, they're so much anxiety, they can't sleep at night. They're depending on the doctor to give them a pill to help them sleep. Depending on another doctor to give them a pill so that they can wake up. And another doctor to give them a pill so they can counteract the effects of the two pills they just took. They're completely dependent. And their relationships, because there's so much anxiety, they can't look at each other, what to speak of, talk to each other in a civilized way. They're about to explode. And they're always fearful, and they have a good reason to be fearful, because the whole society is meant, more or less, to keep them in a state of anxiety and fear. The newspapers, the radio, the television, keeps on telling them the terrorists are coming. Before it was the Russians are coming. Now it's the terrorists are coming. Who knows who is a terrorist? It could be your best friend is secretly a terrorist. Therefore, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, even these basic things in Kali Yuga, they're all diminishing day after day. The quality of them is diminishing. One has to work harder and harder just to eat. And yet they're advertising people are making progress. And that by their methodology, by what they're doing, then everything will be all right. But as it explains here, it won't be all right because ultimately everyone has to leave their body. And leaving the body means sharira yadavapnoti yatschapyu kramati shraha grihi vayatani samyati vayor ganda ivashaya. The living entities are carrying the different conceptions of life from one body to another, just like the air is carrying aroma. And therefore they're taking one kind of body and then quitting it to take another one. Unfortunately, even as Kapila Dev or Srila Prabhupada is saying in the purport, that people are anxious about time and therefore they're performing pious activities. That out of fear of the Supreme Lord, out of fear of the material nature, people are trying to do something so their next life is auspicious. But people are denying the next life. They say there is no next life. As I mentioned before, when Srila Prabhupada is explaining about how, if you act like a dog, you'll become a dog. And how the student raised her hand and said, Swamiji, you say if I act like a dog, I'll become a dog. But I don't care if I become a dog. I want to become a dog. And then Prabhupada raised his hand and said, you have my blessings. So people, not only, they're not concerned with pious activities, they're anxious to perform more sinful activities. By their andaya tandera upagimanas te pisha tantra uru dhami vada. Their blind leaders are leading people to try to forget about time, the time factor. Falsely telling people there is no next life, there is no future. Although people are very anxious at every moment to prepare for their future. And they wonder why we're working so hard to prepare for our so-called spiritual future, they think. But they're always worried about their future. They go to school, they are anxiety whether they're going to get into college, so therefore they have to study, perform nicely on their tests, pay so much money going to school so they can get a good job. They get their job, they have to work even harder so they can get a raise and they can pay their rent or get a big house. And then they're worried about retirement and their insurance, so that they can wind up in a hospital with all the best medical equipment, surrounding them at the time of death. They're not worried about being surrounded by Krishna and his devotees at the time of death. They want to be surrounded by the best medical instruments so they can die in the most scientific way. So they're always worried about their future, but if you ask them what's going to happen to you at the time of leaving the body, they say it's not very important. Because basically they've been trained up, then when you're dead, that's it. Although Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that everyone's body is changing, that there is always a future for everyone. So, the last change of body, when we leave the body, why shouldn't we have a future? We've had a future in every change of the body, so why not the last change of body? Why is it that the last change of body we have no more future? So we do have a future, and that will depend upon what we do. And here, even the pious activities, which people are not very familiar with nowadays, even that's not credited with very much. To act piously, one may go to the higher planets, as Krishna says, urdvam gacchati sattvasta, that if you act in the mode of goodness, then you'll go to the higher planets, or at least you'll go upward. Urdvam gacchati sattvasta, madhye tishtati rajasa. And in the mode of passion, one stays in Los Angeles or someplace around here. Jaganya gunavritti sta ado gacchati tamasa. And in the mode of ignorance, one goes down. But people don't know this most basic thing. They know time is affecting them, but they don't know that time, at least as long as one remains in the material world, will always give one the results of one's activities. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement is not emphasizing so much pious activities. Of course, by pious activities, then people will come to the mode of goodness, and they'll be able to understand the value of devotional service. They'll be able to understand that there is a factor by which all the material nature is changing at every moment, but that factor doesn't change. And that factor is a person under whose energy this material nature is working. And they have a relationship with that person. Now that person is noting their activity, therefore they're getting their present existence. And he's noting their activity and they'll get their future existence. So they have a relationship with that person, but now they're thinking, at best, usually, that that person is some kind of very strict controller who's watching them, more strict than Santa Claus, because it's not just once a year he's giving the results. He's giving the results at every moment, life after life. He's a more strict disciplinarian than Santa Claus. And there's no friendly reindeers or anything. He's just sitting there judging everyone. But they don't understand exactly who this person is and why time is one of his energies working under his direction, why he's causing all this action reaction to go on in the material world. They don't understand that they're supposed to learn something from all this, that it's a school. Unfortunately, most people are failing the course because they don't have very good teachers. They're not being instructed. They're instructed by persons who are also flunkies, dropouts, failures, dropped out of the spiritual world. And life after life, they're failing the course. But they're cheaters. Therefore, they're taking up the role of teachers and misleading others. One should understand what the supreme professor, what his lesson is. The lesson is, don't stay in the material world. One is simply wasting one's time. Or if one is in this material world, one should make the best use of it and perform activities for the pleasure of Krishna. One should not try to go upward following the directions of Krishna so one can get a better prison in the next lifetime. This wonderful body, which we're all enamored with, is a prison. It's not meant for our glorification. It's not meant for our pleasure. It's not meant for profit, adoration, distinction. It's meant to cause us all kinds of suffering so we can realize that we should utilize this body in the service of the Supreme Lord and therefore transcend material consciousness, come to the spiritual level of consciousness, and therefore solve the real problems of material existence. There is no end to material problems. Long after we're all back in the spiritual world, there'll be the same problems that are going on now, if not more, at least similar problems. A Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punar Avartano Jana. As we all know, even Brahma, who's on the topmost planet due to all his pious activities, he has problems. His children are attacking him. The same problems everyone has nowadays. Ungrateful children, doesn't know exactly what to do. Everything's a little bewildering. He's not appreciated. Even devotees criticize him. Same problems we all have. Trying to do his service, and simply the gopis are saying he's created the whole thing wrong. Even we go up to the highest planet, still there'll be so much difficulty. Only we go back to the spiritual world, or at least come to the spiritual level of consciousness, then that's the only solution to problems. Everything else is simply just like, as Srila Prabhupada used to point out, blowing on a boil. We can blow on the boil for some time, there may be some relief, but ultimately we suffer as soon as we stop blowing. It's just covering it over. Becoming aware of time means we should understand no one has ever changed time. Hiranyakashipu could not change time. Although he went through an austerity, raising his hands, standing on the tip of his toes for 120 years of the demigods, he was so tolerant. The worms, the insects, the ants ate his body, his flesh, his skin, his organs, his brain. He had no brain left, nothing. He took shelter in the bones and probably would have eaten his bones after some time. So he went through such an austerity to get rid of the influence of time, but he couldn't do it. So what are we doing? What is the powerful activity that we're doing that's going to free us from the influence of time? Running in the gym for 2 hours a day, time will go away. No, we can't do anything in this world to stop the influence of time. Therefore, instead of fighting against time, life after life, then one should understand what the purpose of time is. And that purpose of time is to convince us that we can't escape time. We can't escape the destruction of the material world. No matter how hard and sincere and intelligent we work, one who's actually intelligent realizes, as Prabhupada once said, if you're actually in the mode of goodness, what will you realize? You'll realize that there is no happiness in the mode of goodness. There is no happiness in the material world. There's no happiness anywhere here. That one has to come to the spiritual platform by the surrendering to the source of time, the source of everything, Krishna. Finding out what he wants us to do with his body, what he wants us to do with his mind and words, intelligence, and then follow his directions. And then, by Krishna's mercy, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam, Krishna will give us the intelligence by which we can get out of the influence of time, come to the spiritual platform, where we'll no longer be concerned, attached to what's happening to this body. It is not that anything is happening to any of us. We're eternal, therefore nothing can happen to us. We're beyond the modes of material nature. Anadi dvat nirgunat dvat paramatmayam avyam shirira stopi kondeya nakaroti nana lipyate. Those who can see with the eyes of eternality can understand that the soul is transcendental, eternal, and beyond the modes of nature. Despite contact with the material body, or Arjuna, the soul is neither doing anything nor is the soul entangled. Therefore, we have no problem. Our only problem is that we're identifying ourselves with this body and this mind, and with our conception of life, which is always changing under the influence of time. Therefore, we get out of this conception, then we have no more problem. And we come to the platform of Krishna consciousness, then our life becomes a positive joy. So we should remember that. Time will help us remind us. Sometimes we wonder about how we, can remember Krishna. Well, we don't have to worry. Time, especially in Kali Yuga, will give us every opportunity to remember Krishna. Anyone who has some knowledge about Krishna, anyone who realizes that Krishna is the only shelter, devotional service is the only means of obtaining Krishna, then Kali Yuga is so nice, it'll force us to take more and more shelter of Krishna as time goes on. That all our illusions about how wonderful this country is, or how wonderful some other country is, how wonderful our body is, how wonderful this or that is, it'll all be destroyed. And we'll see the only thing that's wonderful is devotional service to Krishna in the association of Krishna's devotees, which bring us to the platform of actual devotion to Krishna and therefore Krishna consciousness. That's wonderful. Everything else is ultimately Shrava Evahi Kevalam. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes. Adishtanam tata karata, karanam cha prithag vidat, vividas cha prithag chesta, dayam cha ivatma panchama. The karta. How is he the karta? He's indirectly the karta. Because of his desiring, he's always active. The soul is always active, so he acts. And Krishna senses that desire, just like one can understand the flavor of a flower by smelling it. So we should say, the soul doesn't do anything material, because the soul is not really in the material world in one sense. He's always transcendental. But because he's desiring, Krishna manifests activities in the material world through his energy, the material nature. So he's not doing anything material, but it appears due to his attachment to the material energy that he's the actor. And of course, unless he was desiring like that, Krishna wouldn't range the material nature. So in that way, he's responsible, he becomes a karta, or a doer. Although he's not really doing anything in the material world. So it's inconceivably simultaneously one and different. Because he's desiring, as a soul, he's always going to desire, but he's transcendental. He's not really affected by what he's desiring, but he gets the result due to Krishna's arrangement of his desire. Is that clear? Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.